Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Mira Sivasudi. Now after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Welcome back, and we have Welin Wiranto, Chief Economist of OCBC Bank Online. Welin, just a comparison of Malaysian and Indonesian interest rate trajectory. Malaysia has kept interest rate unchanged at 3.25%, but Indonesia has found room to cut interest rates three times. What is this signaling about policy in these two countries?
Well, overall, I think both countries are doing okay in terms of economic growth, despite all the bad headlines out there. But I think the key difference between the two is really coming down to inflation. For Indonesia's case, inflation has stayed relatively low, about by Indonesia standards, by the way, about 4.4%. That's significantly lower than the policy rate. Even after two rate cuts that you mentioned, interest rate is at 6.75%. So there's still a positive real rate. Whereas in the case of Malaysia, inflation has stayed a bit high, over 4%, so there's negative real rates. So there's a key difference there between the two economies in terms of inflation rate.
How does the level of currencies, both the Malaysian ringgit and the Indonesian rupiah, play into what we can glean about the future of interest rates in both countries?
Sure, I think protecting currency stability relatively, obviously, is a key mandate, even though informal mandate for both central banks. I think in that case, in recent weeks at least, especially after Yellen's overnight fairly dovish speech, I think U.S. dollar weakness has resulted in, obviously, EM currency strength. So technically, the relative stability does give EM central banks in general and both Indonesian central bank and Malaysia central bank in particular some space to cut rate. It is one consideration, but like I said, there are others, including inflation again.
So this dovishness from the Fed is actually quite confusing. What are you going for? Is it a rate cut or a stay on decision? And how does this affect Malaysia?
For the Fed, we don't think they're going to cut rate anytime soon. In fact, I think it is still a question of rate hikes. It's a matter of when and by how much. Our stance is, I think the U.S. economy is strong enough for at least two rate hikes this year. In terms of timing, I don't think it's going to come in April. The highest chance, perhaps, it will be coming in June or thereafter. So there is still rate hikes coming in. But it's probably less than in terms of number of hikes than people expected. So the currency stability should still be there, but I don't think the dollar is going to stay weak at this rate for forever.
Thank you. That was Welin Wiranto, economist at OCBC Bank. And now Ibrahim Sani speaks to Chris Weston, chief market strategist at IG in Melbourne.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.